Well, brothers and sisters, we have come to the end of another Frey Cafe. We do a really special thing here, and I hope the newcomers have seen that and noticed that. And I'm guessing even some of you have been to other events here at South by Southwest. South by Southwest is massive now. I say this, I say I don't want to sound like some get off my lawn old timer, but there was a point when all of South by Southwest could essentially fit in this room. And every night you went to a thing called The Party. And one night, the first Frey Cafe 12 years ago was The Party, and that's why you couldn't get in, because Rudamaya was smaller than this room, no longer exists, sadly, and it was The Party. It was the only thing there was to do. So we, MD and myself and I, and everybody who is part of this community deeply appreciates that you have an unlimited number of choices as to what to do with the few precious days you have here at South by Southwest Interactive, and you have chosen to spend them in this room with us doing something that is not sexy, not technologically advanced, not snowbally, not monetizable. We all know what that means, right? You have just chosen to sit here and tell your stories and listen to other people's stories. And this kind of thing has been going on since mankind could walk on 2 feet and see predators from across the Serengeti. The telling of the story is the building blocks of civilization. And we do just a little bit of here at Frey Cafe. So if we could the veterans please, give the newcomers a hand? It is really, we really don't have much of a future if we don't see people, if we don't see new faces every year. It's wonderful to see all of our old friends here at Frey Cafe, but it is really the newcomers who make this thing special. So the fact that Frey Cafe is so special, please don't hide it away. Please don't act like it's something that just belongs to us. It is very important that this event continue to be part of the fabric of South by Southwest Interactive. We are here at the largesse of the people of the Red-Eyed Fly. Please give them a hand. I can't even begin to tell you what a good deal we get being here, and how easy they make it for us to do this. I get an email from Heath, the owner here of the Red-Eyed Fly, 6 months before, and he goes, "You want to do the thing again?" I'm like, "Sure." He goes, "All right, cool." And that's it. And anyone who has tried to book a room here, even a hotel room at South by Southwest Interactive knows it is never that easy. It is never that cheap. It is never that affordable. And yet they make space for us every single year. Thank you to Gary for keeping us all well lubricated this evening. Please tip your bartender well on the way out. And please remember, everyone, we say this every year, that every story is worth telling. They're not all going to be fascinating. They're not all going to be sexy. They're not all going to be dramatic, but they are going to be real. And so please remember how important the telling of your story is. They are all worth telling, and they are all worth listening to. We so appreciate you being here with us this evening. My name is Kevin Smokler. I host Frey Cafe 12, and we hope to be back here again for Frey Cafe 13. Have a good night, everybody. Thank you. We'll see you next year. Oh, one bit of housekeeping. This event was recorded for posterity. Please keep an eye on the Frey Cafe 12 Facebook page. We will post the link to the MP3s. Thanks, everybody. Have a good night.